Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am so excited that you're here. This episode has been a long time coming. I have so many episodes like this, like queued up in a notes app that I need to get to. And I just felt like when I was looking at it today and trying to pick, you know, which one I wanted to go with and talk about, this one just really spoke to me today. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about if you are on a GLP-1, can you successfully do intuitive eating? I don't even like that because there's no way to be successful at intuitive eating. It's a journey for everyone. But we're going to talk about being on a GLP-1 medication and intuitive eating. Can they fit together? Do they work together? Can they not? Just all of the nuance that comes with this. I've talked about this on social media time and time again, but social media doesn't allow for this much nuance. So chances are, if you've clicked on this episode, you're either actively taking a GLP-1 medication, you're thinking about it, you know someone who's on one. And so I want to talk about all the things. But before we get into that, I do want to read a Fine Food Freedom win of the week. This was a DM that I received last week. So I want to read it, and it fits into today's message, kind of. So let me read it, and then we'll get right in. Okay, so they wrote, "I'm sure you get tons of messages like this, but I wanted to say thank you for your page and who you are. When I see triggering teeny tiny celebrities who look very ill, or yet another ad with a celebrity telling me that I should take a GLP-1 to air quotes fix my postpartum body, I find myself on your page to snap me out of it. People like you give me so much hope for my daughter's future. Thank you for everything you put out into the world." Now, I was hesitant to read that one because that makes it, I feel like, seem like I'm here to say, don't take a GLP-1. That's not what I'm here to say whatsoever. I'm here to remind you that you don't have to take a GLP-1. Now, remember, this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. I am not your physician. I do not know your health history or like what you have going on specifically. But I am here to share my opinion as a registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and someone who sees how diet culture is just sinking their claws into these intentional weight loss medications and pushing them on people. So if you take a GLP-1 medication for diabetes, right, you're not taking it for intentional weight loss, you're taking it for diabetes, that this is not, we're not speaking to you. I want to speak to people today who are actively taking a GLP-1 drug, or they've got it geared up in their cart, they're ready to take it, and they really want to pursue intuitive eating. They want to make peace with food. They want to make peace with their body. So that's a very niche group of people I'm speaking to right now. But I find that I'm getting hundreds of DMs on this. People are like, can I do this? Can I not do this? And it's fucking confusing. So I'm here to open this conversation with, if you've heard me chat, you've probably heard me say this before. If you've heard one of our previous podcasts, you have body autonomy. You have body autonomy to do whatever you want. And I mean that so deeply. Like, there is no guilt or shame if you are on a medication, if you want to take a medication, if you have the medication at your house, but you haven't started taking it yet. Like, you do you, queen. I am just here to share information. Okay. So I think that's so, so important to start with, because I don't think you are a morally better or worse person if you're taking a GLP-1 or not. Truly, 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 truly. Okay. So let's talk about if you are taking a GLP-1, like I'm going to use a hypothetical person, right? Let's come up with a person's name. Who do we want to talk to today? Let's talk to, I don't know why this name just came up for me, but here we go. We're talking to Clarissa. Do you remember the show? Was it Clarissa Explains It All? Is that, am I like totally, do I have brain rot? I feel like that was a 90s show. Clarissa Explains It All. Yeah, right? We will fact check that. Okay, so we're talking to Clarissa. Okay, Clarissa wants, she's actively taking a GLP-1. She has, let's set the scene, okay? I'm totally making this up on the fly, but I think it'll be helpful for the scenario that we're talking about. Clarissa has been on and off diets for 20 years. Let's say she's a millennial. She's been on diets for 20 years, on and off. She's done the keto diet. She's done low carb. She's done fasting. She's done Whole30. She's done all of these things. She's gone up and down and up and down and up and down with her weight. She is so sick of feeling like she needs to count calories and, air quotes, be good and go to the gym and do all these things. And her doctor said, well, here, why don't you have this GLP-1? Let's try it and see how it goes. Meanwhile, she's been hearing about this intuitive eating thing, and the idea of not counting calories or chasing weight loss sounds so freeing, but it also sounds really fucking scary and really exciting, but scary. So she's like, I don't want to diet anymore, but I also am afraid of what a life would look like if I'm not pursuing intentional weight loss. And maybe if I just take this medication that my doctor prescribed me, then this would help. And then it would help my relationship with food. And then maybe I can just like check all the boxes off. Okay. So this is Clarissa, right? Now, people ask me very similar questions to this situation of, can I do both? Can I be on a GLP-1 medication and pursue intuitive eating? And here are my very unbiased thoughts. The purpose of intuitive eating is not intentional weight loss. Okay? The purpose of intuitive eating is not intentional weight loss. So much so that as someone who is an intuitive eating counselor, I will never, ever, ever show before and after pictures of my clients because, and their transformation, because if they are larger in the before and now they're after, which is really a during photo, right? Unless you die, there's no such thing as after. It's just during. It's during your life, right? It's a point in time. If the after photo or the during photo, they are in a smaller body, what does that insinuate to the person who views that photo, right? It says, oh, in the before, they were bigger, and in the after, they're smaller. So if I do intuitive eating, I'm gonna lose weight. That is so far from the truth. And that's so, I see a lot of professionals showcasing this kind of stuff. I see, of course, people that aren't medical professionals that have walked an intuitive eating journey doing this. I have done this. Let me raise my hand. I know you can't probably see me, but you can hear me. When I started this journey, I was in a larger body than I am now. And through intuitive eating, my body has shifted. Now, my body has gained and lost and gained and lost. Like, bodies are meant to ebb and flow and change and all of the things. But I was so kindly called in by a colleague of mine who was like, hey, have you, and like the intention of my post, I remember I did a post where I was showing a before and after of myself. And the before, you could just tell how, and maybe it's because it's a picture of me, like I knew, and you could tell, like looking at the picture, I was just so uncomfortable. Like I was smiling, but like no light behind the eyes, like no genuine, like, happiness in that moment. Like, and I remember how uncomfortable I was. That's why I chose the photo. So there was that photo. And then there was like the current day version of me, which now when I think about bodies changing, oh my gosh, I am many pounds heavier than that photo. So again, after photo, no, that's a during photo. But needless to say, I was in a smaller body in the after photo, but I was happy. That was like one of the happiest points I had been in my life up until that point. I was free from food obsession and body weighing and shaming and all this stuff. And so I put this before and after of like, this is what intuitive eating can do for you. But thank gosh, at the time, now again, I know now, but when I was newer to this work, like my colleague was like, what message do you think that is sending to your audience, like to the people you're speaking to? And absolutely, of course they're going to think it means weight loss, right? Like no shit. And the amount of people that like I've called out or called in kindly that will be like, well, that's not the intention of my post. No shit, but impact over intention, right? So it's like, you can say that's not your intention, but like, that's what people are getting from it. And so when it comes to if you were on a GLP-1 medication and you're actively pursuing intuitive eating, the goals, like the sole purpose, if you're saying I'm on a GLP-1 to intentionally lose weight and shrink my body, the goal and purpose of intuitive eating is not that. So those don't align. So I think it's just recognizing that, like right up front, and be like, okay, these are two totally separate things, right? And when it comes to intuitive eating, it is a evidence-based practice made up of 10 defined principles that tie in rational thought, belief systems, instinct, emotion, that help you cultivate attunement with your body and truly learn how to trust and listen to your body again. And so like different, totally different purpose, right? So we can align with that. But then we have to recognize that this drug that we're taking is going to alter your ability to listen to your body. So this is so nuanced. Oh my goodness. I'm like, how do I break this down? So we have clients at Find Food Freedom that are actively taking GLP-1 medications. I do not believe that it is right to turn people away to say like, oh, well, you want to intentionally shrink your body, so sorry, like can't help you. I don't think that is ethical. I also think that it is normal for 99.99999% of our clients come in saying like, I desire intentional weight loss. The desire is different than the pursuit, right? If you are taking a GLP-1, you can pretty much say like, I'm pursuing intentional weight loss. I am trying for it. Versus some of you might just say like, okay, I bought the GLP-1. It's sitting right next to me. It's in my bathroom. I have this pull towards it. I have this desire, but I'm not actively pursuing it yet. Okay. So that's where there's some differences, right? But what we have to recognize is that when you are taking a GLP-1 medication, it is going to interfere with almost every single principle of intuitive eating. Now, that doesn't mean you're not allowed to do intuitive eating. That doesn't mean you're not allowed to work on your relationship with food and body. I think there are ways that you can absolutely make progress with your relationship with food and body if you're on a GLP-1 medication. And big asterisk, big disclaimer, if you ever come off of that medication, whether it be access to it, negative side effects, can't afford it anymore, whatever it is, you're like, it's almost like you're going to be starting over with intuitive eating. Like what you're experiencing now in your body on this medication is going to be different. It's going to be different for every single person. So anybody listening to this, you're already experiencing it different than the next person listening. But then if and when you come off of this drug, we need to level set expectations with yourself that just because you're strengthening your skill set with intuitive eating on the medication does not mean that it's going to be easy breezy lemon squeezy when you come off of the medication and try to like implement some of the things that you're learning. And you might be saying, okay, give me examples. Let's go. Take a quick break for me to share a simple hack with you that I have absolutely been loving, and that's Factor Meals. You know, your girl's busy. I am a business owner. I am a dietitian. I am a mother, and it's crazy. Life is crazy, y'all. And so I've been loving Factor meals during my busy, busy days to be able to eat nutrient-dense, quick, easy, convenient meals with truly a snap of a finger. They're ready in 2 minutes. They're always fresh, never frozen, no prep, no stress. It's so, so easy. They have quality ingredients, including proteins, colorful veggies, whole food ingredients, and healthy fats. They really, really fill you up and keep you sustained. They have some of their meals that focus on fiber, which you know your girl loves because 95% of Americans are not getting enough fiber. I just placed my order for next week, and I'm most excited for the pesto salmon with cream spinach and green beans, the loaded bacon and spinach, shredded chicken with Brussels sprouts and ranch sour cream also sounds chef's kiss. So many good options to choose from, and with 100 rotating weekly meal plans, you really can't get sick of anything. It keeps it fresh. It keeps it delicious. It's so, so good. So I love Factor. I would love for you to try it too. You can head to factormeals.com/freedom50off and use code freedom50off. That's freedom50off to get 50% off and free breakfast for a year. Eat like a pro this month with Factor. New subscribers only, varies by plan. One free breakfast item per box for 1 year while subscription is active. So if I could just rattle off a few of the intuitive eating principles, right, that we would work on with you in session, or Clarissa, right, for this example. Honoring your hunger. Respecting your fullness, discovering the satisfaction factor. I just named three separate intuitive eating principles that each of those are going to be deeply interfered with when you're taking a GLP-1 for the most part, right? Again, like everyone's body is different, and that's why, like, please remember the nuance here, okay? So GLP-1s, because they increase insulin production and they delay stomach emptying, like, you are going to experience suppressed appetite. We know that, right? That's a huge reason of why people are taking the drug. And if you're trying to honor your hunger, sure, you're going to experience hunger. Like, and again, some people are, it's going to be different for everyone across the board, but how you experience hunger on a GLP-1 is going to be very different. And that's something we talk about with clients in session, whether you're on a medication or not, is like, how do you experience hunger, right? Everyone describes it differently. I want you to pretend right now that I have no idea what the fuck hunger means. Explain it to me. How do you feel it in your body? What should I look out for? Like, how do I feel hunger, right? And I think, and everybody's different. And so recognizing that that's going to change. That's going to change drastically. And that's going to change day to day, whether we're on medication or not, right? How much movement have you endured? Where are you at in your cycle? What are your stress levels like? When's the last time you ate? What macronutrients did you get in your last meal? Like, there's so many things that impact our hunger. And then if you throw a medication on top of that, that is absolutely going to affect it. So again, this isn't coming from a place of like guilt or shame. It's just recognizing these things. I mean, like, okay, if I'm on this GLP-1 medication now and trying to pursue intuitive eating, what I'm going to work on with honoring my hunger may not be applicable at all if I come off of this medication. And that's okay. That's okay. But it's recognizing that. Same thing with discovering the satisfaction factor. And respecting our fullness. Because if you get full very quickly on this medication, like, again, that's going to be different than when we come off of the medication, right? Discovering the satisfaction factor, like how the foods that satisfy you on the medication might be very different than off of the medication. The foods that you're craving, the foods that you're buying. We often hear people talk about food noise on the medication. And this is a very, very, very nuanced conversation that I've done a few different videos on, but I'm going to try to give you the elevator pitch here, is that if you are not on a GLP-1 medication and you come to our practice and you are struggling with food noise, we come to find for a lot of people that this thing that they call food noise is really just hunger. But the reason why it's so loud and invasive and all-encompassing is because of diet culture, is because we're drastically underfueling ourselves and underfed. And so once we learn how to remove the guilt and shame with food and adequately fuel ourselves, we've come to find that the food noise really settles down. One, because when we're hungry, one of the main signs of hunger is thinking about food. That's the body telling you you're hungry. But then there also is the guilt and shame aspect, right? This idea that like, I shouldn't be eating this. I can't be eating this. I'm such a bad person for eating this. That relationship with food, that making peace with food, that the guilt and shame that associates to food creates a higher amount of food noise. Because if you feel guilt and shame for eating a donut and now you're eating a donut, you're going to have more food noise, right? These obsessive thoughts. So I bring all this up because when we are on a GLP-1 medication, we hear a lot of people talking about how it lessens the food noise. Well, if we're suppressing an appetite, that makes sense, right? Now, remember, if we come off of this medication, and we've heard this time and time again in session with clients who have done this, or you know, people in direct messages that I've spoke with, if we come off of the medication and the food noise comes back, then there's places we're going to go that we didn't go with you from a counseling perspective when you were on the medication, right? Again, I think a lot of this is, I don't know if that's a silly thing for me to say, common sense, but like how your body is working on the medication is different than when it's not. So how you pursue and work through intuitive eating is going to look very different. Person to person, but then again, on the medication and off the medication. Okay, so I want to also, I feel like this needs to be a separate podcast in and of itself, but I do want to talk about like the internalized belief systems that you have, whether you take the medication or not, because going back to that question of like, what happens if you have to come off the medication, right? What happens if you're experiencing gastroparesis? What happens if it messes with your thyroid? What happens with if you can't get access to the medication anymore, you can't afford it, or you don't have coverage anymore, whatever? Like, what happens if you have to come off of it, right? And I find that a lot of these things happen of the food noise coming back or weight coming back on. So it goes back. We're looping back to the beginning of the podcast episode where we talked about taking a GLP-1, the purpose, the mission, the goal is intentional weight loss. Intuitive eating, the goal is not intentional weight loss in any way, shape, or form. So if you come off of this medication and now you're trying to pursue intuitive eating, but you're not getting the help of the medication for intentional weight loss, it's important to recognize that intuitive eating is not going to fill the void of intentional weight loss. There is no way that we can fully 1000% listen to our internal cues and our voice and build introspective awareness with our body if we are trying to shrink it at the same time. Because on an intuitive eating journey, we are, like I said, building introspective awareness, but you're learning how to quiet the external noise, the disruptors, all of the bullshit of diet culture, the calorie counts, the meal plans, the portions, the eat this, not that, like all of these things, right? And then when you come to this place where you're trying to truly listen to your body, but you're also using a scale, this external number, right? This external data point to dictate what you're eating, how much you're eating, when you're eating, that shuts down all of those internal cues, right? And then back to this idea of internalized belief systems. Anytime, and I feel like I should have opened the podcast with this, so I apologize that you're getting it here at the tail end, but anytime any client, I don't care if they're on medications or not, if they desire weight loss, we're the first thing we're going to ask them. We're not going to shame them. We're not going to slap their wrist. That's every single person that comes into our practice desires weight loss. That is why we do what we do, right? Is to speak to people about healing from this invasive, horrible diet culture that tells us that we should shrink and that our worth is in our weight and all of this stuff. But when someone comes to us and says, I want to lose weight, we look at them and we say, tell me more. Why? What is weight loss going to get you? And that, my friends, is how I should have opened the episode, but we're going to end it with that. Look at that. End on a cliffhanger. But no, that is something to really, 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 really sit with yourself. Pull out a journal. Pull out a voice note where you can just blabber into a phone and listen to it back. Why do you want to lose weight? Why do you want to lose weight? And if there was a previous version of yourself, if you've yo-yo dieted and kind of lost weight, gain weight, lost weight, gain weight, if there was a previous version of yourself that has lost weight at one point, and you look back at that picture and you think, wow, I was so small then. I would do anything to be back there. But you know that that picture of you, you weren't satisfied, you weren't happy with it. Then what makes you think that if you lost the weight now, it would be enough, right? And oftentimes I find when I ask people, why do you want to lose weight? They go one of two ways. They go into the health category, or they go into the like self-confidence, body image, I want to love myself category. And this is a perfect cliffhanger for another episode. Because I do not have enough time in the world to fit that all in one episode. It would be way too dense. But I invite you to sit with that question. Why do we want to lose weight? And just see what comes up. Just see what comes up. And again, not from a place of judgment or shame. Just why? And keep writing. Don't just stop at like health. Keep going. Keep going. Why? Why? Ask yourself why. And as we close today, I want to reiterate, you are allowed to do whatever you want with your body. You have full body autonomy. You are allowed to take a GLP-1. You are allowed to pursue intuitive eating. You are allowed to do those at the same time. Is it going to make it more difficult to tap into your body's cues? Yes. Is your intuitive eating journey going to be vastly different if you come off of the medications and then continue to pursue intuitive eating? Yes. Abso-freaking-lutely. But we're here for you. And like, that's something I want to just be so explicitly clear about. And so myself, the entire Find Food Freedom practice, we are a team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors, and we take health insurance. So if you're like, oh my gosh, this is so niche, I didn't know that I could work with someone who could help me with intuitive eating, but I'm also taking this drug and I don't want to feel guilted and shamed, and I don't, like, all of these things, there's so much nuance here. Please, please, please get your insurance benefits checked. Click the link in the show notes below, and we would be honored to support you. We are licensed in over 29 states. We accept over 100 insurance plans. Most people have no idea that they have this kind of care. So there is no bad side to checking, because either you have free sessions with our team, and if you do not have coverage with our team, then we will gift you 1 month completely free of our group coaching, which will include that three live coaching calls with our lead dietitian and intuitive eating counselor. So either way, you're getting free support. And I cannot stress this enough. You're not supposed to be doing this alone. You're not supposed to be walking this journey alone. This healing your relationship with food and body, and really challenging the belief systems of this idea that we are better and more worthy if we are smaller. It is some of the hardest, most challenging work that you can do on yourself, but it is so worth it. And you're not meant to do it alone. So I thank you so, so much for being here today with me. I know this was a doozy of an episode. I tried to fit as much in as possible. So thank you for bearing with my chaos. And I look forward to chatting with you again next week. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.